Hello, my name is Denise. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. First, to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, are you between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
50 and 64.
Thank you. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district should use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Drink what? Wine or beer?
Correct. Beer, wine, or liquor.
Oh. What are my choices again?
Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Thank you. Next, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil? Never, once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice.
Thank you. Next, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements on about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you do not agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give us your best guess. First, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, disagree, or
strongly agree.
Next, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree.
Can you repeat the question?
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Parents or guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
That make it illegal. Yes, I agree with that.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. My committee should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I somewhat agree with that.
Thank you. Next, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Oh, I agree.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens... Most adults in my community... think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Next, I'm going... One moment, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just keep in your best guess. How often do you have to drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Oh, very rare.
Okay, thank you. Next, how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
Very rare.
Thank you. Next, how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most of the students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
A few times.
Thank you. This school year, a few times a month, or a few times a week?
A few times a year.
Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or White or Caucasian?
White or Caucasian.
Thank you. And as a token of our appreciation, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The CLIMB Theater, next, Friends of the Library, the Ember Glen Library, or ID8.
Yeah. Yeah, Friends of the Glen Library. Yep.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.